Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. How do you know that the moon is broke?
I don't know. How do you know that the moon is broke?
It's down to its last quarter.
Good joke, Dayton. And if you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. But now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton will also present to us.
The big word of the week is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Vocation. Which means a strong feeling of sustainability, suitability for a particular career or occupation. It is spelled V-O-C-A-T-I-O-N.
It's a good word. What's the time that you would, you know, have vocation or something? I don't know.
When I want to get a job, or I'm at a job interview and I'm trying to get my job.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's African American War Hero, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located in Clinton, on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's African-American war hero is Colin Powell. Colin Powell was the first African-American appointed as the U.S. Secretary of State and the first and so far the only to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So, you know, he was a lot of firsts. He's a firsty. And as you know, we're doing African proverbs instead of quote of the week for the month of June. So, Dayton, what's this week's African proverb?
The African proverb is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. When a man is wealthy, he may wear an old cloth.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, a rich man, could be rich, but he didn't want to show his wealth, or he doesn't want to be all showboaty and stuff.
So he, just wore a cloth, and everybody thinks that he's not rich, but then really he's rich.
Yeah, he could be saving his money.
Okay. Got a lot of theories about this guy, don't you, Dayton? Anyway, now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is A Year Down Yonder. The Great Depression is finally over in 1937, but times are still tough because her parents cannot care for her while they struggle to regain their financial footing back in Chicago. Back in Chicago, 15-year-old Mary Alice is sent to live with her grandma, Dowdell, in a small town in southern Illinois. Yep, A Year Down Yonder. This week's book recommendation. And again, if you'd like to send us in a book recommendation or any of these segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com, and you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts,
wow,
stickers,
amazing
man/woman handbags,
Cheeto puffs,
cars,
boom shakalaka,
signed pictures by me and Easy,
out of this world,
and much more.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and that llama that's still sitting in there over there in the corner.
Just, we don't want the llama. Please take it. It's weird. Just sits there and watches us. I don't like it. Please just email us if you want the llama, and we'll give it to you. If you give us a recommendation, you can have the llama. Ugh, stupid llama. Anyway, now as we get to the end of this podcast, it's time for this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Act of Kindness is to, like, assist someone with something that they're having a hard time with. Because, you know, everybody has a hard time every once in a while. And it's you know, you got to help them every once in a while. And now for the final segment of this show, this week's Tech Fact, which Dayton has for us.
The Tech Fact is brought to you by All-Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. The first alarm clock could only ring at 4 a.m.
Dang. That's
so
tough.
You could, like, be in bed. You're like, oh, yeah. I have this work interview. It's like 10 o'clock. And it's like, oh, yeah, I don't need to work wake up early for that. And then you have to wake up at 4 o'clock because your dumb alarm clock. Yes.
Okay. Let's just give some shouts to people who make us possible. This week our song was Bruh by Hovey Benjamin. And our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Cause what we do without a therapy dog?
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys next week.
Goodbye.
No, he ain't mine, bruh. He gotta go, cuz looking at you like, bruh, oh, bruh, bruh, y'all, bruh, bruh, oh, bruh, bruh, whoa, bro, bruh, oh, bruh, bruh, y'all, bro, bro, whoa, bro, bro, oh, bruh, bruh, oh, bruh, 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 whoa, bruh, bruh, wow, bro, bruh, oh, bruh, bruh, y'all, y'all, bro, bruh, bro, whoa, bro, bro, bruh,
who's that? This is Bruh versus Bro.